So we're talking to Sarah Bonici, who is representing Malta at Eurovision with the song Loop. Sarah, welcome. You were 11, I think, when you first got involved in Eurovision. Do you remember much about that experience?
Yeah, I actually remember it very clearly. It was such a lovely experience. I took part in the Malta Junior Eurovision in 2009 and then in 2010. And then traveled all the way to Belarus with the Maltese delegation to represent Malta as a backing dancer and singer in the Junior Eurovision in 2011 with Nicola Tsopardi. It was a lovely experience. And yeah, that was like my first involvement with Eurovision. And ever since, it was like, it became a dream to represent my country in the Eurovision. And here I am now.
Now you've done your first rehearsal. Did anything look familiar from your first time around? Or is it this all new and bigger?
It's obviously bigger. And I'm the main artist now, so it's different. The pressure is more, but the first similarity I saw the minute I went in the arena, it took me back, like I had this flashback, because the bubble and all of that, it was exactly the same. So it really, like, I had a flashback. So yeah, that was really similar.
So up to more recent times, how was it performing at the New Year's Eve celebration in Valletta? Everyone else was having fun, but you had to work.
I had to work, but I mean, I love my job and I love performing. It's what I enjoy doing and what I'm really passionate about. So it was great. I performed in national celebrations to an audience of around 35,000 people present there. Obviously, then there were people watching from home. So it was quite the experience, and I loved it. Now looking forward to perform on a bigger stage very soon.
I think I saw a song or a performance with you and your sister and your mother on Instagram singing Elvis. Could this be something you're going to release commercially?
Well, I mean, why not? It's not in the in my plan, but why not? Yeah, but I sing with my mom and sister all the time at home. They're like really good singers, so it's something we really enjoy doing together.
But your father, I think he's mad about football. So who do you think he wants to win more? You to win Eurovision or his team to win the league?
Well, my dad is also mad about music as well, because he plays the piano. we're a very musical family. Well, in a recent interview, he said that he was sure that I was going to deliver a great performance, but possibly the team winning the match might be sort of easier than Malta winning Eurovision. And they won, so he was right. I hope that he was wrong on the second one, and I hope we get the trophy to Malta. But, we are a small country, and it's not easy for us in reality, but I feel very confident in the performance that we are giving, and very looking forward to perform.
Now, when we think of Malta, we think of a single island, but I think you're from Gozo, which is an island off the island. How is Gozo different from the rest of Malta?
Well, it's definitely smaller, but Malta's still small, so that's not quite the difference, but it's also quieter. It's more peaceful, I think, more greenery, less stressful.
And talking about Gozo, I think you performed once open air at the Jantija Archaeological Park. I hope I got the name right.
Yeah, Gigantia.
What was it like singing outdoors at somewhere that's so old?
Yeah, I mean, they're one of the oldest temples in the world. Yeah, I performed there two times, actually. It was nice. It's quite a beautiful location. And we must be very proud as a nation to have such heritage. So it was such a great experience, yeah.
One final question. When can we see your performance in Australia, and how can we vote?
So you can see my performance on Saturday evening, but if we hopefully make it to the finals, you can watch my final performance on Sunday morning, and then you can vote. So make sure to tune in Sunday morning. Hopefully we'll be there, and you can vote for Malta if you think that you like our performance, basically.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.